Chodesh Chol Vodos, Wednesday night, Shara Bitochon, Perek Shlishi. We're up to the fifth Hakdama, page Kuf Lamed Hei. The last paragraph on page Kuf Lamed Hei. The Hakdama Chamishas. The fifth thing you have to understand in order to develop bitachon in Hashem. This is really not an aspect of bitachon. This introduces us to the idea of hishtadlus, what we call hishtadlus. We'll use the word even though the Chovetz Chaim doesn't. She's borrowed slow. It has to be clear to the person. You have to understand the way the world works, he says. You can't develop proper bitachon if you're not going to understand that it's the Rotzon Hashem that a person does hishtadlus. It's not going to work, because it is the Rotzon Hashem. So if you don't get up in the morning, and as the Chodesh Chol says, if there's a piece of bread on your table, and you're hungry, and you just stare at it, and you have bitachon that Hashem is going to put it into your mouth and into your stomach, you're going to starve to death. You have to pick it up. That's part of the way the world works. It's part of what Hashem wants you to do. So you have to understand that relationship. You can't make the mistake of thinking that the hishtadlus helps Hashem at all. Makes his job and his life easier, makes it possible. Not true. You can't even think that the hishtadlus really accomplishes anything. It accomplishes, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think the Chovetz Chaim has to hold that it's an optical illusion. You say, oh, it's not really, you know, It's not an optical illusion. He's going to explain now. When Hashem made the world, he made the law of gravity. The law of gravity is not an illusion. He made such a law. It's not like every time, just we think there's a law, but we, the scientists think there's a law, but we know it's Hashem. That's the second half is true, but the first half is not true. Hashem made a law. There's nothing wrong with saying Hashem made a law of gravity. That's called Teva. So Hashem made, Hashem's Ratzon is that we do Ishtadlus. And he explains that. She is Baruch slow. And that makes Bitochon that much more difficult. Because that means the Boteach and the not Boteach can basically end up leading the same life. Not like the Boteach. Oh, so he's going to have a whole chapter devoted to how do you tell the difference.
So we're supposed to do normal hishtadlus.
That still doesn't tell us exactly what. The proof of the pudding will be if you really have bitachon or not. In other words, to the Baal bitachon, the hishtadlus will be minimized up till the point where anything less than that would be negligence on his part and vayta not the Ratzon Hashem. While the not Baal Bitochon will obsess about his Bitochon, will go crazy, and if someone gets in his way, he'll trample him. Because to him, it's the Hishtadlus that's doing it, so he gets very frustrated when it's not working. Hashem created the world. Okay. After Hashem created the world, events started happening. Things happen. Things occur. So he says the occurrence and things happen, both in terms of a verb, they happen, and in terms of the totsa'ah, they happen, right? A river overflows and people die. Things happen. So ha'echad, everything that occurs has two parts to it. Hachad is Yicholus Habori Yisala Rutsono Liyitziyosim in a Heder L'Tchum HaAvoya. Hashem's Rutson is what brings it into being from Heder, which means lack of existence, to Havoya, to existence. Hashem's Rutson is all that. But Hashemi, how does it happen? How? It doesn't just spring into existence. Even forgetting about a nace, it's not else nace, Hashem. I mean, maybe that's the reason. But he's not concerned now with nace and teva. He's saying Hashem made the world that things happen, they come into existence, a war breaks out, and sibos v'emtzoim. Things don't pop out of nowhere. They happen with causes. Because like there's a law of gravity, there's causes. Yeah, you know, why did the war break out? So you'll point to the events that led to the war breaking out. Not an optical illusion. That's why the war broke out. But if you examine those sibos, you'll see that those sibos, when you start believing that that was the sibo, and you start saying, oh, the war was avoidable, because if we would have done... No, the war wasn't avoidable. The war wasn't avoidable. It would have happened a different way. And you realize, the more sophisticated you are, the more you realize that all of those sibos that led to war happened 100 times already. And all those 100 times it didn't lead to war. Right? And all of those sibos that make the stock market go down happened a year ago, and it made the stock market go up. You see, if you're astute, you see that the sibos, you can really discern that the sibos aren't the independent koach that's working. Either the sibos are not really strong enough to bring about the result. I could write a book now on how communist Russia fell. I was old enough and I was very politically aware, and I read all the newspapers and I listened to the news, and I could write a book and I would say this happened and then this happened and then this happened and then that happened, and let's say Hungary opened its borders and people started leaving, and then East Germany and then this and then that and then that, then a guy Gorbachev got elected, and then and you could write a book. But the Baal Bitachon knows to ask the question, wait a second. A week before that, the biggest experts in foreign policy were saying that Russia is going to exist for another 100 years, 200 years. It's Iron Curtain. They have all their people under their thumb. They have a good economy. Maybe they don't, but you know, it's a communist country. They can do what they want. No one predicted it. It's totally unpredictable. It's the same, you know. Let's say Israel got through the economic downturn in a not bad way. I'm not sure it's true. I'm just giving it as an example, if it's true. There's no real reason. Yeah, so they say the reasons, because look at all this says. It's like saying, why did it snow instead of rain? Well, because a cold front came from the Gulf of Mexico. When I was a kid growing up, the weatherman was like obsessed with the Gulf of Mexico. And this unnatural cold front all of a sudden swooped in from the Gulf of Mexico, and it collided with the warm... Yeah, sure, that's why. Because you have sibos, why? But the same thing, why did that happen, and who said it had to happen? And it happened a week ago, and it didn't snow. So that's the Hasheni. There are sibos and emtsoim that bring about the desired result. Hashem doesn't create, as he says, after the Sheshes Yemei Breishis, Hashem doesn't create things anymore. Things have a process by which they happen. It's not like, okay, war, peace, bread, money, the way it happens. That's what he says. Sibos v'emtzoim, mehem krovim, sometimes you see immediate result, someone pulls the trigger and the guy dies. So you see cause and effect. But you see the thing that made him dead. Let's not call it cause and effect, which takes us back to a previous point. You see, there's a siba. He'll just die. There are sibas why he died. Why he died? Because someone shot him. Why did the person break his leg? Because he slipped on the ice. But he could slip on the ice and not break your leg. That's what an astute person says. Because Hashem wanted him to break his leg. But, Hashem doesn't run a world in which someone's walking along, minding his own business, singing a tune, and all of a sudden his leg breaks. Which, granted, could happen. And does happen to people. Because they fall down. Their leg breaks, right? Okay. Mehem kroivim or mehem rechokim. Some of them are close by, meaning obvious. Some of them are not so obvious. Mehem gluyim or mehem nistarim. Why am I sitting here today? So I don't know. You have to go back to how my parents got married. You have to start talking about all the huge chain that led to me sitting here today. And you could chart it out, because this happened and that happened and that happened. You just get bored very quickly. But the Sibus and Emsoim that led to my being here today. The Chulam Paulim Levitsua Mashagazar Havayaso, Behiz Galuso, Behizer Hashem Lahem Malkach. They're all Osim Biema Ritzon Konam. Everything is happening, even events are happening, and there's a drive to do the Ratzon Hashem. That Hashem's will, that a certain end result be reached. They want to fulfill that. The Dugma Lasibas Akrobos, Otsar Samayim, an example of a near Siba, is when you draw water from a well. You say, how'd the water get out of the well? So the Siba Krobos, what do you mean? The pitcher went into the well and took it out. But like 50 links away, there's a man with an animal, and maybe he's turning a pulley, or maybe he's just making the animal move. So the Sibus Krobos, that's why the water came out of the well, no question about that. But that's empowered by Hashem. Meaning if Hashem wants it, the water doesn't come out of the well. The well dries up, or the person can't pull the water out, or whatever. The Dikla Sibus Akrobos Satsar Samayim, taking out water, Bimamaki Adama Bimachona, with a machine. The contraption they set up, like a pulley system. The Kalim Shamayim Oilim and Beis Hashivim and Abair. Al Sibus Arachoka is the guy with the animal that's making the animal move. Who Adama Matsmanus Abayim Ala Masheva. Was Tania also the harvest of Miami Carcos on the air? I'll play you on Doma. Through that contraption, he's mashing the fields. Aval Hasibos, Asher Ben Ogav HaKelim, Hem Emtsoyim Ben Shnei Advar. They carry it out. Vema Bebema Abal Galgalim, Amaniyim Zezev HaKevel. Ben Terat HaKol HaBachot HaSibos Sheskarno, the water won't get out of the well. If for whatever reason the sibus don't happen, so the thing doesn't happen. Pulos hanasos b'tchuma avoya that are done b'tchuma avoya. Are you talking about them? Is it also kim b'gzeira meis Hashem yisalad? Hamaafsher is a sibus Hashem b'hen b'tzua. Make it possible for those sibos to come. True. Kmo shenema ki gildeos Hashem b'lo niskenu alilos v'amar gadol ha'etz v'rav alilia v'amar ki ha'etz sibo mi'etz Hashem. So Hashem's using you as a tool to develop the result that He wants.